Let's talk beer now, specifically craft beers, microbreweries. The 8th Winter Beer Fest is happening in Grand Rapids this weekend. Tickets sold out in only about 13 hours, and that got us wondering about the craft beer industry in Michigan. We discovered Michigan ranks 5th in the nation, the number of breweries, microbreweries, and brew pubs. Joining us now from West Michigan is the president and CEO of Founders Brewing Company, Mike Stevens. Hiya, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. You sound happy. You're in the business of beer. So,
how can you not be happy? We're in the business of beer.
There you go. Now, Founders is West Michigan's largest craft brewery. How long did it take to build that? When did the business begin?
We started the company 16 years ago, back in 1997. And I guess depending on what you call West Michigan in terms of boundaries, we have Bell's Brewery down south in Kalamazoo. They are the largest brewery in the state, with Founders being number two.
And so in that time, from 97 when you began to here we are talking now in 2013, how has the craft brewing industry in Michigan changed?
Well, you know, Cindy, we were home brewers, and really the company started out of the passion of just that. It was our intent to, you know, really open a brewery, open a business, and kind of keep our head above water and do what we love to do, which was brewing beer. That was the extent of our business model or our business plan. It was very tough going. I mean, in the mid-90s, people really weren't that attracted to craft beer at the time, so you really had to push your product, and that lasted for probably, a good 10 years of our existence. We lost a lot of money for the first 12 years here at Founders, and it really wasn't until just recently, I'd say the last, call it 3 to 5 years, and even more so in the last 3 years, that the industry really caught on and the consumer base is really aggressively turned towards craft. And that's when we really started to see our accelerated growth.
What do you think caused that wave? How did we go from the state those long lean years you had, and then as you say, in about the last 5 years or so, there seems to be a real burst of enthusiasm. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think the very essence of craft breweries is this kind of local homegrown entity. And, you know, I think for the last 20 years, consumers, whether it's in the beer industry or, you know, you name it, in automobile or clothing, more and more there's been an importance and a shift towards supporting not only the U.S., but supporting your local economies. And craft really spoke to that. And just like any industry, it takes time to seed those thoughts and to grow through that. But that evolution started to happen about 10, 15 years ago as people started looking to better alternatives for beer that were grown locally. And I think you started getting these, you know, the big domestic players, Miller, Bud, Coors, who are now all owned by foreign entities. It just became a different, I guess, flavor in the minds of us consumers.
And I saw one figure from the Michigan Brewers Guild that you know, the whole craft beer momentum is accounting for like more than $24 million in wages. So it's bringing you know, its own economic impact for people in Michigan.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, you said on the front of this piece, I mean, Michigan is you know, ranked number 5 in terms of the amount of breweries in our state, and it's a huge economic impact. We have a lot of, you know, beer tourists that come and see us every weekend that travel from around the country. Michigan, you know, we distribute beer in 23 states, so I do a lot of traveling myself, and you know, I'm always amazed at the accolades and the attention that Michigan receives out there in the beer community. We truly are one of the most highly respected states in the entire country when it comes to beer production in the craft industry. I'd say we're in the top 3, actually.
I'm kind of curious, as Founders Brewing Company has grown, it looks like this year you'll be moving from microbrewery to regional brewery status, so you're growing. At what point can you grow too big where then you aren't kind of hands-on and small and you're more like the macro breweries?
You know, my short answer is no. And part of that is I think just, you know, it's the essence of who you are. And you know, we focus greatly on the quality of our product and the exploration of our products. And brewing beer the way we brew it, it doesn't matter if you're brewing a million barrels or 200,000 barrels, you still brew it the exact same way. It's just that the tanks are bigger. So nothing really changes in the recipes and such, unless the brewer decides to actually do that. But that's a position we've taken long ago that, you know, we're not going to ever compromise that.
Mike Stevens is president and CEO of Founders Brewing Company right there in Grand Rapids. It's been fun talking beer with you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Cindy.